Wonderful Life, or what are some of the other ones we like? The Charlie Brown Christmas Special. The Grinch is one I really enjoy. Maybe you're one of those that says Die Hard is a Christmas movie. If that's you, I hope you got a chance to watch that. But no Christmas classic list is complete until Home Alone is on that list. Home Alone is one of the great classics. It's about a young boy named Kevin, whose family goes on a European vacation, and I'm talking his whole family, his mom and dad and his siblings and some cousins, aunt and uncle, and they all go to Europe for a vacation, but poor little Kevin kind of gets lost in all the hustle and bustle of getting ready and getting out the house and into the van to get to the airport, that he's left home alone by himself, and so he's forced to fend for himself, buy groceries and all that kind of stuff on his own, and of course defend his house from bandits. Christmas classic. Today's gospel is scripture's version of being home alone, and it's also every parent's nightmare is this passage right here. The Holy Family, Joseph, Mary, and Jesus, take a trip to Jerusalem from Nazareth. By my understanding, Nazareth is about 60 miles or so from Jerusalem, which doesn't seem like a lot, but it's all by foot. And so it's probably about a four-day trip. And they go to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover, which they've done every year of Christ's life. And they go and they celebrate for a couple days, and the family packs up to go. And the way this would have worked back then is they would have traveled by caravan with other peoples from their small town of Nazareth, and probably some relatives and family members, close friends. And as they're traveling away from Jerusalem and they set up camp for the night, Joseph and Mary look around and they discover that Jesus isn't there. He's gone, and they panic. And so they travel another day back into Jerusalem, and they look around the city, and they discover that Jesus is sitting in the temple. He's not like your normal 12-year-old boy. He's not panicking. He's not going to the police station to find help to find his parents. No, Jesus is in the temple. And he's not just sitting there waiting for mom and dad to come by, but he's learning, and he's discussing. He's holding his own with the rabbis and the teachers who are almost holding court there and discussing probably sacred scriptures and things like that. And they're all impressed by what this 12-year-old Jesus knows and how he holds himself and how he can discuss with them. And when Christ's parents find Jesus there, we hear in verse 48 that Mary says to Jesus, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been very worried, and we have been searching everywhere for you." And Jesus, almost like a clueless 12-year-old boy, is like, "Well, why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I would be in my Father's house?" Another way you could say that is Jesus is basically saying, "Didn't you know I would be about my Father's business, doing the things of my Father?" They thought they left him alone, but it turns out he was truly home. But Mary and Joseph, Jesus says this, and they don't understand. They don't get the saying that Jesus tells them. They don't understand what he means by his Father's house, by his Father's business. Throughout the Gospels, people try to understand Christ, but they have such a difficulty. They try to search him out, but they never quite get who he is. And as we've seen here, and we'll see later else in other places in the Gospels, even his own family struggles to understand who this man is. Now, Jesus will give them glimpses. He'll give them clues as to who he is and what he's all about. He'll give clues in his teachings and in his words. He'll give them glimpses of who he is in the miracles he performs and the compassionate deeds he does for those who are needy. He'll give an idea of who he is as he commands nature and tells the storm to stop, and as he walks on water, as he multiplies the loaves. He'll give an idea of who he is as he wrangles with the rabbis and with the Pharisees and discusses higher matters with them. But despite all that, he will never fully be understood or be fully found until he is risen from the dead, until the tomb is empty. When we look for our Lord, when we look for God, God is only truly revealed in the empty tomb. Luke is the first part of two books. You might not know this. The book of Acts is also attributed to this same author, the writer of Luke's gospel, Luke. So Luke, the gospel, is the first part of a two-part series. Acts is the second part. And throughout the book of Acts, Luke is constantly pointing towards the resurrection. The resurrection is evidence of who this man is. And it's not until the tomb is empty that Jesus is revealed. It's not until the tomb is empty that God is revealed. When we look for God anywhere else, we will never truly and fully understand him. Don't lose the Lord in the hustle and bustle of this world, because you won't truly find him in nature. I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. If you think skipping church and going out and sitting on the boat on the lake is the same as being with God, you're wrong. God isn't found fully in nature. You don't receive the word in nature. You don't receive the sacraments in nature. You receive them here where God chooses to give them. We don't truly find the Lord in nature. We don't truly find the Lord in philosophy or in moral teachings. You get glimpses of God in these things. You get, just as you get glimpses of God in the blessings and the miracles we receive, like when we pray for healing and God gives healing, we get glimpses of God. We get an understanding of God when he blesses us financially and if you're a farmer, with good weather. But that's not where he reveals himself. God reveals himself not in Hallmark movie love or peace or good teachings and morality or provision. In any attempt to find the true Jesus somewhere other than the empty tomb is like that, I think it's a country song, Looking for Love. Looking for love in all the wrong places. You know that song, right? It's going to be in your head all day long from now on, so sorry. Looking for love in too many faces. You look for love, you look for God, you look for Jesus anywhere other than the empty tomb, and you don't find him. It's where God reveals who he is. God reveals who he is when he raises his son from the tomb and reveals who his son is. When Joseph and Mary leave Jesus, Jesus is truly home, but he's not alone. He's about his father's work, his father's business, his father's stuff. He's exactly where he's supposed to be, and everything about this passage points to the end when Jesus will give himself for sinners and be raised for sinners. God wants all that he is to be found in only one place, in Jesus Christ crucified and Jesus Christ raised. and only in him will you find God, and only there will God find you. Let us pray. O gracious and heavenly Father, thank you for revealing to us your Son Jesus, crucified and raised. Thank you for having us to be people of faith, showing us the way. We pray, O Lord, that we would only ever look for Jesus in the risen and empty tomb. Help us to know who you truly are, what true love really looks like. We pray this in your holy and sacred name. Amen.